This is America's day. This is democracy's day. A day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve.
President Biden used his inaugural address to urge people to come together to heal a nation left deeply divided by a tumultuous 4 years. He took the oath at a U.S. Capitol that had been battered by an insurrectionist siege just 2 weeks earlier. Vice News political correspondent Liz Landers was on the ground in D.C. all day. She joined us a little earlier on Skype to say today for her was like opposite day.
The incoming administration is so different than the Trump administration. You look at the protocol for coronavirus throughout the day, having, you know, the president wearing his mask in the Oval Office today. That's something we didn't see from President Trump, to his speech that President Biden delivered, his call for unity. He was being very explicit also about America needs to denounce white supremacy. We need to get over coronavirus as a nation unified. So I think that overall, Trump was sort of elected to shake things up in D.C., and he ran as an outsider. Joe Biden ran as an insider. We are seeing that return to D.C. normal and to a more normal White House now.
The challenges are numerous. Do you know how the Biden administration will prioritize them? I guess we got some clues from Jen Psaki, the new press secretary, in her briefing.
Yes, she reiterated that COVID is going to be a top priority for President Biden. He already had a 100-day mask mandate that they're signing into executive order today. I think that gives a pretty good glimpse of how they are prioritizing things. They also want to get coronavirus relief passed. She spoke about that in the briefing as well. Some of the challenges that face him are getting his cabinet confirmed. You mentioned that Avril Haines was confirmed, but he has a lot more people and critical roles at the Department of Defense, the Health and Human Services, that all need to be confirmed right now. Those are going to be some of the challenges in the immediate future. And then I think he's going to move on to larger policy things like immigration, potentially healthcare reform, et cetera.
The uncivil war that Joe Biden talked about, will that be a much slower process in terms of getting us all back together as Americans, or as much as we can be?
I think that is going to be hard. We saw something very ugly rear its head in Washington, D.C. on the 6th. Those of us who've been traveling the country the last 4 years, and especially in the last year, have heard a lot of people who had really felt like President Trump represented them. There are still people out there who are going to be very upset that Biden was sworn in today and that President Trump is now out of D.C. and out of the Oval Office. Biden spoke to that today. He does have an uphill battle right now, convincing people who may not have voted for him that he is their president.
You know, I've been asking some people who have been coming on with us if Donald Trump is already forgotten in Washington. But to your point, that may not be the relevant question. Is he remembered in the rest of the country and what that means here in Washington?
For right now, President Trump is forgotten in D.C. I think that today really shifted pretty quickly to Biden, into this moment, into the history that we saw, seeing our first female, Black and Asian American vice president sworn in today. Also, with Trump's platforms being diminished, being off of Twitter and Facebook now, it makes it harder for him to reach the American people. He doesn't have the White House lectern that he can speak to and the staff to make videos for him all the time like he did. But I do think that this Senate trial that we're going to experience potentially starting next week could bring him back to the forefront pretty quickly, this impeachment trial. And I think that this is something that Democrats are having to weigh right now. How much time do we want to give to this impeachment trial? Because will it sort of set us back and set back this new administration when they want to be moving forward?
Liz Landers of Vice News.